Accessing voluntary assisted dying in Western Australia. Glossary of terms. The following terms are related to the voluntary assisted dying process in WA and can be used as a reference when reading the information sheets. For exact definitions, you may need to refer to the Voluntary Assisted Dying Act 2019 or other legislation, as this glossary is a general guide only. Key terms. Accredited interpreter. For the purposes of voluntary assisted dying, an interpreter is someone who holds a credential issued under the National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters, NATI, certification scheme. Administering practitioner. The medical practitioner or nurse practitioner who administers the voluntary assisted dying substance to a patient. If the patient chooses practitioner administration, the coordinating practitioner can be the administering practitioner. Administration decision. The decision a patient makes in consultation with their coordinating practitioner to either self-administer the voluntary assisted dying substance or have it administered by a medical practitioner or nurse practitioner. Advance health directive. A legal document which can be made by an adult with decision-making capacity to record their decisions about future healthcare treatments. Treatment decisions recorded in a valid advance health directive must be followed when the maker can no longer make or communicate their decisions. Allied health professional. A person qualified to practice any of a wide range of health and related professions other than medicine and nursing, for example physiotherapist, speech pathologist, social worker, pharmacist etc. Allied health professionals are often part of a multidisciplinary healthcare team. Authorized disposer. A registered health practitioner, pharmacist, who is authorized to dispose of the voluntary assisted dying substance. Authorized supplier. A registered health practitioner, pharmacist, who is authorized to supply the voluntary assisted dying substance. In WA, authorized suppliers are part of the Western Australian Voluntary Assisted Dying Statewide Pharmacy Service, abbreviated to SWPS. Care Navigator. A health professional working for the Western Australian Voluntary Assisted Dying Statewide Care Navigator Service, abbreviated to SWCNS, who can provide information and assistance regarding voluntary assisted dying. Carer. Are a person who provides personal care, support and assistance to another person who needs it because that other person has a disability or has a medical condition, terminal or chronic illness, or has a mental illness or is frail and aged. Coercion. Persuading someone to do something by using dishonesty, force or threats. The term abuse is intended to include coercion. Under the Act, a person's choice to access voluntary assisted dying must be free from coercion. Conscientious objection. When a registered health practitioner declines to participate in a treatment or procedure due to sincerely held religious, moral or ethical beliefs. Consulting assessment. The independent assessment conducted by the consulting practitioner to determine if a patient meets the eligibility criteria for voluntary assisted dying. This occurs after a patient has been assessed as eligible by the coordinating practitioner during the first assessment. Consulting practitioner. A medical practitioner who independently completes a consulting assessment for the patient. Contact person. The person appointed by a patient, who has made a self-administration decision, to carry out specific activities required by the law. It is a specific and defined role under the law and is further explained in the Being the Contact Person information sheet. Coordinating practitioner. The medical practitioner who accepts the patient's first request, or the consulting practitioner for the patient who accepts a transfer of the role of coordinating practitioner. Decision-making capacity. A person's ability to make decisions about their life. For the purposes of the Act, the decisions for which the person must have decision-making capacity are the request for access to, or a decision to access, voluntary assisted dying. Eligibility criteria. The set of requirements that a patient must meet to access voluntary assisted dying. End of life. The time leading up to a person's death, when it is expected that they are likely to die soon from an illness, disease or medical condition. A person at end of life will likely die within the next 12 months. Enduring guardian, a person appointed to make important personal, lifestyle and treatment decisions for someone else, in the event that person becomes incapable of making those decisions themselves. An enduring guardian is not permitted to make voluntary assisted dying decisions on behalf of a patient. Enduring request lasting over a period of time. The Act requires the request for voluntary assisted dying to be made at three different points in time: first request, written declaration and final request, to ensure the request is enduring. Final request: the final request for access to voluntary assisted dying that a patient makes to the coordinating practitioner after completing the written declaration. This is the last of three requests a patient must make to access voluntary assisted dying. Final review: the review of the request and assessment process that the coordinating practitioner must complete after receiving the final request. First assessment: the assessment completed by the coordinating practitioner to determine if a patient meets the eligibility criteria for access to voluntary assisted dying. If assessed as eligible, this would be followed by the consulting assessment. First request: the clear and unambiguous request a patient makes to a medical practitioner during a medical consultation for access to voluntary assisted dying. This is the first of three requests a patient must make as part of the process to access voluntary assisted dying. First responder are a person whose job means that they are likely to be called to attend an emergency, for example ambulance officers, police, firefighters etc. Health professional are a properly qualified person who practices one of a range of medical, nursing or allied health professions. Healthcare worker are a person who works in a healthcare setting such as a hospital, general practice or residential care facility. This includes health professionals and any other person who provides health services or professional care services. Medical certificate of cause of death, MCCD, a legal document that is required to notify the registrar of births, deaths and marriages that a death has occurred and the cause of the death. Medical consultation, an appointment or meeting with a medical practitioner to seek medical advice or treatment. Medical practitioner are a person registered in the medical profession, other than as a student. Also known as a doctor. National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters, NIATI, the National Standards and Accreditation Body for Translators and Interpreters in Australia. Interpreters must be accredited, by NIATI, to provide services to patients seeking voluntary assisted dying. Neurodegenerative condition, a condition characterized by degeneration of the nervous system, especially the neurons in the brain, for example motor neurone disease, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, dementia etc. Nurse practitioner are a person registered in the nursing profession, other than as a student, and whose registration is endorsed as nurse practitioner. A nurse practitioner is a registered nurse with an additional master's degree who is licensed and works at an advanced practice level. Palliative care, the care provided to a patient who has a life-limiting illness, disease or medical condition and their family to support their quality of life, often provided by a specialized health service. Practitioner administration, the process whereby a patient is administered the voluntary assisted dying substance by the administering practitioner for the patient. Practitioner /participating practitioner are a medical practitioner or nurse practitioner participating in, or considering participating in, the voluntary assisted dying process. Registered health practitioner are a person registered under the Health Practitioner Regulation National Law, Western Australia, Act 2010 to practice a health profession, other than as a student. Request and assessment process, the part of the voluntary assisted dying process that involves the first request, first assessment, consulting assessment, written declaration, final request and final review. Self-administer /self-administration, the process whereby a patient prepares and ingests the voluntary assisted dying substance themselves. State Administrative Tribunal, SAT, an independent body that makes and reviews a range of decisions related to administrative, commercial and personal matters in Western Australia. SAT can review certain decisions related to the voluntary assisted dying assessment process. Telehealth, the use of communication technology, for example phone call, video conference etc., to provide health care over a distance. Voluntary, when a person acts of their own free will. Under the Act, a person is not obliged at any stage of the process, even after completion of the request and assessment process, to take any further action in relation to voluntary assisted dying. Voluntary assisted dying, VAD, the legal process that enables an eligible person to access, self-administer or have administered to them, the voluntary assisted dying substance for the purpose of causing their death.